Mountwood School for Ghosts by Toby Ibbotson. From an original idea by Eva Ibbotson.
This RNIB talking book is part of the Sound Around collection and is brought to you by a kind donation from Sound Around and Nigel Verbeek, one of the original pioneers of audio magazines for people with sight loss.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Ma. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Trouble with Ghosts. Most people know what a hag is. They used to be common enough in every parish in the land. Any old lady who lived alone in a cave by the sea or a tumble-down cottage in marshland or forest might be a hag. If she had a wrinkly face, bushy eyebrows, a gobber tooth, a squint eye, a squawky voice, a scolding tongue and a cat, then she probably was a hag. And if she had hair growing on the inside of her mouth, then there was no doubt about it. But there are also great hags, spelled H-A-G-G-E-S. They're spelled differently because they're quite rare. You won't find a great hag living in a half-ruined bothy on a Wuthering Heath. You're more likely to find one living in a pleasant ground-floor flat in North Oxford. On the outside, they're less fierce and disgusting than common hags. They're less hairy and much bigger. But inside, a great hag is far more...